Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real-life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
This next gentleman is a best-selling author. As a matter of fact, his book has been on the top 100 for over 1,000 days in a row on Amazon. And every single penny of those royalties go directly to Habitat for Humanity. He's also been assisting many of you in your legal quagmires and processes. He's Barry Maguire, who's pretty well one of the top lawyers in the whole province for real estate. If it's occurred in real estate, he's seen it. His job tonight is to spend the next 15 minutes or so giving you tales from the trenches, because sometimes they feel like the trenches, because the waves, you're in the trench, and then you're at the peaks. Barry Maguire is going to walk you through a brilliant first tale of how to put a deal together. And let's give it up to your friend and mine, Mr. Barry Maguire. Come on up, Barry. I hand ye the remote.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Anyway, Tales from the Trenches, a series of stories. Members call me, talk to me, comes into practice. Things come up. We chat. I go, hey, everybody'd like to hear about that. And you know what's really good? Everybody is okay with their story being told. I mean, we don't name names, as you know, and it's just learning situations that we want to bring to everybody's attention because they're good for all of us. We're all learning all the time. Nice of Don to say there's nothing I haven't seen or heard of, but actually tonight I heard a couple of new things. I hate to say that. So I do know lots of stuff, but nobody's heard it all. So let's get going. First tale is, I call it a happy tale, and it's nice to be able to come along and talk about the positive things, because it's not all horrible and things falling in the tank. Some of them are interesting and good. So we've got a couple of members. They're partners, brothers-in-law, I believe, and they've done the buy and hold. They've done three buy and holds, and those have gone along really well. So they've got those going, but they're going, okay, they want to venture into the let's buy it and renovate it and sell it and make some money, the fix and flip. So naturally, they're edgy about, this is a brand new strategy. And I often say to people, if the first one's working so good, why are you switching horses in midstream here? But nevertheless, that's what they're doing. So they're worried. What are they worried about? Can we find a property? And if we find it, you know, do we have the talent to fix it up? What are we going to do about that? What about financing? Can we get financing on this? And if we do get it and do it and do a fabulous job, are we going to be able to market it? Or are we going to own this property for 6 months and lose all our money on that? So, you know, they're kind of worried about it, but they decide they're going to do something. So they're going to get going. So they go out and they start looking. They look at a lot of properties, but they find a condo in a good area. It's kind of beat up. They told me that there was a little yappy fuzzball of a dog in there who looked like it scratched and clawed at everything and was delighted to take them all around the condo and show them all the spots where it had done all these things to it. So it was tired, but it was a good area. They thought 20K in renovations would do what they wanted it to do. And when that was done, the 20,000 would add $40,000 to the value. So you're getting that double pump that you really want to get when you're doing a renovation job. You really want to know that whatever the cost of your renovations is going to add double that to the property. It's just kind of a rough rule of thumb. Obviously, you'd like it to be more if you can, but you want it to be about double. So that was good. They now have a property in the gun sights. Now what's next? Fixing up, they're worried about it, but they were pretty careful guys. They're really conservatives. They go out and get three estimates, and they asked for references from their contractors, and they actually phoned the references to see, you know, what people were saying about them. And they actually went and looked at some of the jobs that these various contractors did, and in the end, they found somebody and they signed a contract a little farther in the story, but they did end up with a signed contract, so they got rid of that worry that they had. You can actually find decent people to do work for you. and be pretty confident that it's going to work out okay. Financing. So they're off to the bank and they go to see their favorite banker and they go, well, we're going to buy this property and we want to know what we can do on a mortgage and here's the plan and you've helped us with the buy and hold, but this is going to be a renovation thing. And immediately the guy at the local branch goes, you know, his face falls and he goes, ugh. You know, he doesn't want to hear about that. And then to make him feel really good, they said, oh, we don't just want to borrow, you know, on a conventional mortgage. We want you to finance the renovation costs. We want a mortgage for the price of the property based on what, you know, you can lend us under your policies and enough money to do the repairs. And we want a big enough mortgage to put on the property and then we'll do the repairs and then you can come and inspect and then we'll get the rest of our money and it'll all be good. And the banker just, he just wasn't on that. He didn't want to really hear anything about it. Bank policy's a little tight right now. They're a little edgy about some things. So they didn't want to do that. So one of the guys talking to his brother-in-law, and the brother-in-law is just chortling away. He says, my bank has got a deal going on. I'm telling you, they want me to take a line of credit out, secure it against my house, and it's going to be prime minus one. Prime minus one, which is tough to get these days if anybody's getting lines of credit. In fact, mine just got bumped up a whole point. He says, the brother-in-law says, the only trick is that I've got once I activate my line of credit, I have to borrow, I think, about 90% of it, and I have to keep it out for 90 days. That's the deal. If I can do that, they'll give me a prime minus one line of credit. So one of our members says, so what are you going to do with the money? The brother-in-law says, I don't know. I don't have anything to do with the money. Our member says, have I got a deal for you? So they looked at what was going on, and the brother-in-law said, okay, I will lend you the money. I will lend you all of the money you need, enough money to buy the property and enough money to do the renovations. That's what I'll lend you. You can't pay me back for 3 months because that's the deal at the bank. Our guys were thinking it was going to take them 4 months anyway to do the job, so they were fine with that. I said, we'll work it out as a four-month deal. They lent them 75% of the loan to value at 7% on a first mortgage and then took a second mortgage for the balance of the loan. So now they've got their financing. But like I said, they're cautious and conservative, and they went along to see their financial advisor who had kind of set them up and helped them out. They said, okay, here's the new strategy, here's the new deal, here's the financing, what do you think? And he looked it all over and analyzed it, and he said, well, you know, this looks good. You guys have bought some properties, and it looks good. And I'll tell you what, when you're done this one, you come back to me. And if this one has worked out the way you've predicted and you sell it and you make your $40,000, I will finance your next one for you on favorable terms. And if that one works out, I will then open up my client list to you for people who might be in a position to lend money. And I will suggest to them that investing with you guys is a good idea. So now they're just turning handsprings. They're just like over the moon about it. So with all that in hand, they went out, put their offer in, got it accepted, and they started now on with their contractor, and they're actually doing the renovations. Is that good or what? A nice happy tale. I'm really happy to, really glad to say that. Okay, before we get to the summary though, I'm thinking as I listen to Patrick and Dawn talk tonight, in part of their presentation on your business, they talked about how important reputation is. How important reputation is. When the brother-in-law said, I've got this money, and they said, great, we've got a place for you to put your dough, it took the brother-in-law about 2 minutes to decide to lend money. And why did he decide that so fast? Because they've done three great deals already. And they've already built a reputation as solid conservative guys. And you get all of that, you get over all of that relationship building stuff when you don't know someone, you don't know what they do, and you don't have any idea. You know, when you've seen what they can do, and their reputation has been built, you can start making business decisions right away. Exactly the same thing with the financial advisor. He already knew about them, and he goes, you know what? Because of your reputation, I will lend you money the next time, as long as you, you know, handle the business end of this, I will lend you money the next time, and I'll recommend it to my clients. That fits exactly in with what Don and Patrick were saying earlier. So, summary. There are still renovation deals out there. People have said to me, there's nothing to buy. You can't buy it cheap enough. You can't make any money on it. Well, that's just not right. Lenders are cautious, you know. Not every lender is willing to just open up the vaults and give you money. So mainline lenders are still cautious. But there is private money out there. There's private money out there for people who, the brother-in-law was going to borrow at prime minus one, and he was going to get a combination of 7% and 10% on his money from people he trusted. And he didn't charge them any points, by the way. No lending fees and no points, which if you go to XYZ Second Mortgage Company on the corner in Calgary here somewhere, they're going to charge you a lot more dough than that. So, deals are out there, lenders are cautious, but inexpensive private money is available. You have to open your mouth and ask.
Thanks for listening to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale, and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.